Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Strawberry Parfait Day. It's also National Leon Day. I don't know what that refers to. It's National Catfish Day. And that's it. I feel like this website, whoever runs this website, they're starting to be a little bit chinchy. They're not providing very many days for each day. And maybe they take a summer vacation. They're like, oh, we can't do any more research because we're on summer vacation. Strawberry parfait. Strawberry parfait. What is a strawberry parfait? I think we all know, but I need to kill some time, so let's just read it. The day is on June 25th, comes around each year during the perfect time, peak strawberry season. So I happen to know that Daniel J. Brewer III is from a town in Florida that is known for their strawberries. And I think they even have a strawberry festival in that town. Let's see. Strawberry Festival, Florida. Plant City. And the Strawberry Festival. When is it? Florida Strawberry Festival in Plant City is... Well, it's got to be around this time somewhere. But what day? Let's see. Plant City. I'll just do Plant City Strawberry Festival dates. Oh, the annual celebration of all things strawberry runs from February 29th to March 10th. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting because my website where I get my stuff says peak strawberry season is in June. So maybe in Florida, peak strawberry season is a different time of the year because as we know, Florida is basically hot or, you know, sunny / summery all year long. Oh, National Strawberry Day is February 27th. Why? Heart-shaped red theme by observing. Maybe it's because it's near... I don't know. I'm just going way too much into depth here. But anyway, Plant City, if you want a strawberry festival, you're going to have to go next year. But Plant City is known for their strawberries. So if you ever get Plant City strawberries, they're probably pretty good. When I was growing up, my hometown was known for their tomatoes. And growing up, we had a lot of migrant workers that would come into town. And they would grow the tomato, you know, plant the tomatoes, till the fields, do all this. And then the part that you would do on a weekly basis, you would pick tomatoes every morning. You would get up super early. 5 a.m., 5:30, something like that. Or at least we would. I don't know if it was just because we were volunteering, because this was my church for a while had a tomato field. I think the land was donated or something like that. But anyway, we would sell our tomatoes and that would raise money for the church. And so I picked tomatoes. You get a bucket, you go down a row. They teach you how to know if it's ready to be picked, and you don't pick them when they're ripe. You pick them when there's a tiny little red star at the bottom. That means they're starting to ripen. And then over time, you know, as they travel to whatever store that they're going to or whatever, they will finish ripening or get close. And so a lot of your fruits, and well, I don't know that, but tomatoes for sure are not picked when they're ripe. They're usually picked when they're at a point where they will continue to ripen. So we would do that. And then my godfather, who was an elder or a member, a leader in the church, he was the manager of a local fast food restaurant. It wasn't a chain. It was just a called Grady's Burgers and Fries. And it was basically like a Wendy's. It's almost like we wanted a Wendy's, but we got some generic thing instead, because it was very similar to, I mean, they had baked potatoes. They had all the things that Wendy's have, but it was not a Wendy's. And he, not owned, but he was the manager of that store. And I even think they had square burgers, but it wasn't Wendy's. It was not. But anyway, so he would order breakfast from Grady's, and we would all get breakfast. And like, I would get some sort of biscuit, steak biscuit or something like that, and hash browns, and it was so good. And after you've spent like 2 or 3 hours picking tomatoes, and then you get breakfast, it was great. So we were talking about the weekend. We kind of finished talking about Saturday. Like I said, Saturday I was, you know, I got a lot. I accomplished a lot. Mowed the lawn. Fixed the irrigation system. It's watering everything now. The hole is fixed. I kind of want to, I have a water hose running from the side of the house to the front of the house. And I kind of want to dig a hole and bury the hose, so it's not, because when I'm mowing, it's a pain in the butt. It's just kind of sitting there on top of the ground. I don't know if that's a good idea, but I kind of want to get it out of the way. But I didn't do that. But I set everything up, fixed the broken hose, and you know, that's what I could do. And then I mowed, and I super, super, super burned my neck, like I said. And we were just babysitting Tabitha, the dog. That's pretty much all we were doing. And then on Sunday, we still had the dog on Sunday. And but I got up. I can't remember. No, I did not work out. I got up and got ready, went to church. And I did get, in between services, I did get McDonald's for breakfast, because sometimes I do that when I'm like, oh, I just can't have willpower. I'm hungry. And there's a McDonald's so close to my church. It's 2 minutes or something driving. So, of course, I got the McChicken biscuit and a hash brown. And I got that McDonald's has not been doing very well recently of being fast. And usually McDonald's is super fast. If any fast food restaurant is fast, generally it's McDonald's. But this McDonald's has been struggling on Sundays. I only go there on Sundays, so I'm not really sure about the other days of the week. But I had gone in to get my order because it was just easier. There was a long line in the drive-thru, and sometimes it takes them a while when you park curbside. And so I find that with fast food restaurants, it's super simple for them to forget the people who are in the curbside parking spaces. And it's just easier if they can see you sitting there in front of them going, "Where's my food?" You know. But anyway, I got my food. I ate it in the restaurant because, again, I was killing time between services, so I didn't have anything to do. So then I'm done, and I'm going back to my car, and this lady comes out, and she just decides to randomly talk to me and say, "I waited 20 fucking minutes for this order." I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, they've been slow recently. I don't know what's up with this McDonald's." You know, that's it. But I just found it funny that she decided I look like I had a face of someone who wanted to hear her problems. But, you know, it's okay. That's fine. I hope it made her feel better. Then I came home and we just had microwave dinners for lunch because I knew that we were having restaurant of the week. I don't know why I got McDonald's, because we were having restaurant of the week Sunday evening and I needed to conserve calories and I didn't. But so we had microwave dinners because my microwave dinner that I eat is only 300 calories. So did that and did some editing of the mix video to get that ready to send to Daniel. And my parents came and picked up Tabitha. She had been so good. Well, not so good, but I mean, she had been so much better than she normally was. Like I said, she only peed when they dropped her off. And we were able to keep her from peeing on the floor while she was with us. And then as soon as my parents opened the door, Tabitha starts peeing all over the floor. So we had more to clean up. And anyway, so it was a relaxing afternoon, just kind of catching up on editing things, recorded the show, etc. And then we went to Chili's for our restaurant of the week because I'm trying to go places that list calories in their menu because we're getting so close to the vacation. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.